First question comes from John. JT, does Khalil Mack make the Pro Bowl this year? Well, John, I thought he had a heck of a year up till now, and I think he'll probably miss out on the Pro Bowl this year, but I expect him to be a perennial Pro Bowler for the remainder of his career. It's interesting, in the first couple of games this year, he was missing the quarterback by about a half a second. The ball was coming out, and Mack was getting there just a little bit too late. He's made adjustments along with Jason Tarver and the coaching staff, and now he's doing a great job at stopping the run. He's getting to the quarterback. And the key thing about Mack this year, which I love, is that everybody's saying, all the insiders think he's delivered. He's the player that Reggie McKenzie, Mark Davis, and the coaching staff wanted to see. He's a leader on the field and off the field. And talk about his motor. He did not hit the rookie wall this year. He still has tremendous bursts off the line of scrimmage. He's a very fast player, and I think he's going to be the cornerstone of this Raider defense for years to come. Next question comes from Nick. JT, should Oakland go after Ndamukong Suh to help out the defensive line in free agency? I would love to see Ndamukong Suh wear the silver and black. I know he's had a little bit of baggage in the past, but he's that type of run stopper on the defensive line and a guy who's got a big motor who can get to the quarterback. Look, the Raiders have a lot of money next year under the cap to go out and be aggressive again in free agency. And I think Reggie McKenzie deserves a lot of credit with how he's handled the cap. When he took over as general manager, the first thing he needed to do was to clean up the cap and set up the Raiders for years to come. But I got no problem telling you that Sue would be an epic upgrade and the type of player I'd like to see playing next to Jelly and whoever the defensive ends are. Sue is a nasty football player, and the Raiders need better tacklers at the defensive line, nasty football players who are going to help turn this organization around on the field. So if it's Ndamukong Suh or another free agent defensive tackle, or they end up getting one in the draft, the player better be ready to play on day one, and he better have a tremendous impact in his first year. Now, of course, I'm not trying to tamper with the Detroit Lions because he's a member of that roster. But on my radio show, everybody's already talking about the draft and they're talking about free agency, and I embrace it. It's about football. This is a 24-hour business, 365 days a year, and we know the Raiders want to win and the Raiders want to upgrade this roster in the offseason. Ray asks, JT, are the Raiders better off drafting a wide receiver in the first round or going after one in free agency? Well, as I said before, I don't like to talk about the draft while the season's in progress out of respect to the coaches and the players on the roster. But Amari Cooper, the Biletnikoff winner, and Fred Biletnikoff is one of the greatest receivers of all time, Cooper out of Alabama is that type of player who I think could be a game changer if available for the Raiders in the first round. And no matter what the Raiders do via a rookie in the draft or a free agent wide receiver, he's got to have the ability to get open downfield and be an explosive player. Derek Carr's got a big arm. He's a gunslinger. He needs more protection in the pocket and the ability to find a receiver who can separate consistently and make plays deep downfield, similar to the way Tim Brown was able to do it and the great Cliff Branch. The Raiders need a playmaker. Everything I've seen from Amari Cooper in Alabama playing on a big stage proves that he's ready to come in and start. No matter where the Raiders go in the draft at the wide position, if you're going to take one high in the first round, you better hope that he turns out to be the next Calvin Johnson or Dez Bryant. So the Raiders, if they're going to go wide receiver in the draft, they must hit a home run and have that playmaker that they can team up with Derek Carr for years to come. Mark asks, JT, has Latavius Murray shown enough to be the starter next year? Or do you think the Raiders try to sign or draft someone better? Well, that's a great question, Mark. And I've been saying all year long during this segment that Latavius Murray needed to start and get more touches. I'm a big fan of Murray because of his size, his strength, and his speed. And he had that breakout game against Kansas City, and Raider fans have been talking about him ever since. He's got to improve as a blocker. He's got to improve at catching the ball out of the backfield. But there's a lot of upside. I hope that he goes into training camp next year as the number one running back for the Silver and Black, But if the Raiders have an opportunity to upgrade via the draft or free agency, you know that they're going to do it. In this league, which has changed into a passing league, there's not a premium on drafting a running back high in the first round. But I believe that you need at least two star running backs on your roster if you want to compete for the playoffs. So hopefully Murray is one. And depending what the Raiders want to do in regards to depth this year, they pick up another running back. But I'm a big Latavius fan, and I'd like to see him finish the season really strong. Steve asks, JT, what do you want for Christmas? Well, Steve, I'm all set. My wife, my two sons. As a matter of fact, I'm taking my 13-year-old son to the game this Sunday against the Buffalo Bills. It's all about happiness and, most importantly, health. But when it comes to football, I'd like to see the Raiders make their ascent to their rightful place atop the NFL, let alone win the AFC West. And I know Mark Davis, the owner of the Silver and Black, is committed to a big year in 2015. Thanks for joining us again this week at Raiders.com. Keep those questions coming on Facebook, Twitter, at Raiders.com. Remember the hashtag AskJT. And next week, we'll get you ready for the Denver Broncos as the Raiders play the last game of the season against their rival in the AFC West. For everyone at Silver and Black Productions, I'm JT. I'll see you Sunday in Oakland.